Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today Music Corner present a song by Han India. Han India Citaningtyas, better known as Han India, is a talented young Indonesian singer born on February 21, 2001. She just released her latest work entitled Obade Untuk Ibu. This song tells the story of a child's love, sacrifice, and gratitude towards a mother who always struggles selflessly. In its lyrics, this song describes how a mother often hides her tiredness and anxiety for the sake of her children's future, as if everything was fine. According to Hanin, Obade for Mother is best listened to when longing for mother amid busyness, especially for those who are far from their mother. The song Obade for Mother involves a number of musicians in its production process. Aris Nur Iskandar and Tito P. Sonardi act as writers and songwriters, while the music arrangement is handled directly by Tito P. Sonardi. Listeners, this is Our Buddy for Mother by Han India. Enjoy.
Of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia. I'd like to remind you all that besides enjoying our program, we would also be grateful if you could join us in the program through our social media. I mean, sharing about story of the day or maybe request some Indonesian songs. You can send a direct message to Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram at VOI_official, or to reach us faster, simpler way, you can chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.
Semalam aku bermimpi bertemu dengan dirinya, ingin rasa untuk mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam. Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Oh begini rasanya, tak boleh lagi jatuh cinta. Namun mengapa dirinya seolah memberi harapan? Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Jujur saja aku tak pernah rela melepas cintanya. Tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahu dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan. Tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat ini yang kukira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana
Mahalini with Sial or Unlucky. But hopefully on this Friday's edition of Indonesia Today will not bring you unlucky day, but instead will bring you luck, joy and peace in your mind through our songs from Indonesia. But however, VOI listeners, Indonesian, the global economy, which is currently facing a wave of uncertainty, which is putting pressure on the employment sector in almost all countries, including Indonesia. In early 2025, the layoff trend has come under the public spotlight, signifying that businesses are currently facing tough challenges. Based on data from the Ministry of Manpower, in 2024, there were 77,965 layoffs in Indonesia. In a recent study, an analyst with the Parliamentary Analysis Center of the House of Representatives, Hartini Ratnaningsih, predicted that in 2025, at least 280,000 workers could potentially be laid off by 60 textile companies. Some factors that could lead to layoffs include the increase in the value-added tax, limitations on government subsidies, and increases in the premiums of the National Health Insurance Program of State Insurer BPJS Kesehatan. She suggested that the government prevent large-scale layoffs by making policies that support industries facing potential job cuts, revising provisions on layoff requirements, and creating import policies that do not harm local products. It could also consider supporting the development of new markets at the international level, anticipating global geopolitical dynamics, and transforming the implementation of the Job Loss Guarantee Program to make it effective and efficient. Well, just like what I mentioned before, that the global economy is currently facing a wave of uncertainty. Everything's uncertain indeed. So, let's hope for the best for all countries in the world, including Indonesia, of course, that we can face 2025 and more coming years ahead better and better and more smoothly than the previous years. Listener, coming up next, we have a special featured about leather shadow puppet, or we call it here wayang kulit. So stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
من صنعك لن أتحطى ما بالبسيط لا أتحمل أخطائي حتى أخطئ في الصحيح
again.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely menak. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binaba. So knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. lebih dari
puppet Masubi and Karawitan classical Javanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought Karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik. Kemudian
I try to introduce you to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang Tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in Wayang Tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi. Karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is the description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan lebih kerabat.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Wayang itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman.
Pada waktu rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 FPKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of this army general, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafid hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international,
dunia,
I'm so excited.
Senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our art or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Oh, 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 oh
Here is Newsline. Indonesian House Speaker Puan Maharani expressed hope for complementary relations between Indonesia and Italy during a bilateral meeting with President of the Chamber of Deputies of Italy, Lorenzo Fontana, in Italy on Thursday. Maharani emphasized the importance of strengthening parliamentary cooperation between the two countries, as she believes parliamentary diplomacy is essential to complementing intergovernmental diplomacy. Now we move to Indonesian Defense Minister Syafri Syamsuddin, who welcomed a visit from the Ambassador of Timor-Leste to the Republic of Indonesia, His Excellency Roberto Sarmiento de Oliveira Soares, at the Ministry of Defense, Jakarta on Thursday. In the meeting, Defense Minister Syafri and Ambassador Roberto agreed to continue to be committed to maintaining regional stability and respecting the principles of international law in every step taken by the two countries. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Tak perlu kau tanya lagi, siapa pemilik